Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
College football, full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, book five.
Launches down the middle for McClushy, and it's a three! James McClushy, touchdown! Touchdown! They take the lead with 3 seconds left!
Patterson to the end zone, drives his way in! Virginia Tech has won it in 6 overtimes!
All right, here we go, college football! Full circle, Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to be back here with you. Hope everybody had a safe, happy, and healthy holiday weekend. Joining me, as always, the encyclopedia of college football. Very, very surly. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
Happy holidays, Carver. Always a pleasure, brother. Love this time of the year. I'm on the phones with the Sun Bowl Commission right now. I'm trying to get them a team. If I have to get a high school team in UTEP, okay, I will get this game kicked off.
If you pull this off, Joe, if you make this happen, they should make you the Grand Marshal of the parade down there in El Paso. They need to have you leading the teams into the stadium. Because you really are the only person, it seems like, in all of America that cares about the Sun Bowl getting played. And you are making a push. You're personally reaching out to schools to see if they're willing to come to play Washington State El Paso on Friday. I mean, this is...
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm calling out everybody. You know, this is the biggest thing. SMU puts out a tweet. They put out, like, June Jones. I'm like, hey, no reason why you shouldn't be practicing today, getting your ass ready for Friday. You live in state, drive down to Texas El Paso. You didn't play a ball game against Virginia. You're prepared. Go play Wazoo and get this game kicked off. The fact that all three teams that did not play, okay, according to Brett McMurphy of The Athletic or Stadium, whatever, he comes out and says, okay, ECU, Memphis, SMU, those three teams that did not play in a bowl game, by the way.
They're done.
Their seasons are done. Really? Why?
Because they get to keep the trophy. They get to,
the trophy. I know. Now Ryan Silverfield, I got to be honest. You know what? You like participation trophies? You want to hoist up that you're coming home from Hawaii with a trophy? Chopped. You're dead to me.
Well,
done. Don't even talk to me.
Listen. All right. I'm not even getting into the semifinals yet. I'm going to save that until the next segment to talk about that with you because, of course, we're just hoping that goes off without a hitch on Friday. But here's the latest I'll give you on the Sun Bowl. Marshall had tried, they tried to pair Marshall with Washington State for this game, and apparently logistically Marshall couldn't make it work or something like that. They couldn't make it work. They tried, but it just isn't going to work. So let me give you the newest thing, because this is going to affect.
Hang on one second.
Go ahead.
Why? You see, they said they weren't going to get a team that played in a bowl game, right?
Right.
Well, then if we're getting teams that play in a bowl game, why don't we get UTEP? Well, UTEP is right there.
You're right about that, Joe. It's a great question. But I think the reason why now we're circling back to teams that have is probably because they went through all the 5-7 teams, and most of them don't want to do it. I mean, that kind of – not everybody has the gusto that Greg Schiano and Rutgers have to bring all the kids back from home and try to pull this off in less than a week's notice. So but here's where they could have an opponent now, because apparently now the Arizona Bowl's in trouble because Boise might not have enough players to play Central Michigan in that game. So Ross Dellinger of SI says that if Boise doesn't play in the game, Central Michigan could be paired with Washington State, which is at the Sun Bowl site already without an opponent. Tucson to El Paso is a four-hour drive. Boise State is scheduled to depart for Tucson tomorrow.
Okay.
Not a huge surprise that Boise's having issues, given the team was given 3 days to go home for Christmas. So they let the kids go home for the holidays, and now Boise's got a whole bunch of kids testing positive for COVID.
All right.
So they're in trouble here.
I don't care about Boise. They're done to me. Let's just get Central Michigan. Let's get
Chippewas.
Richardson.
Get the Chippewas in El Paso.
Get McElwain. Let's go. I want to see. Are they going to wear the maroon pant in that game?
Joe,
because
let's
I got to
get
them
in the game first, Joe. You shouldn't be worried about what they're wearing at this point.
You better
be worried that there actually is a game. You should take what they give you, Joe, at this point.
I'm lobbying, Carver. You see me working Twitter. I'm calling out everybody at the end of the day.
You did. Now, look, like you said, for a team like a team like SMU, who was supposed to play on Wednesday in Boston at the Fenway Bowl, and Virginia had to back out of the game. For a team like that, or a team like East Carolina, who was already in Maryland for that game, I don't know why it's that hard to just go down to El Paso, wait a couple days, and play Washington State there. I don't know why that was such a difficult logistic maneuver, but apparently it was, Joe. I mean, what you know, you're losing these games now. They're dropping like flies.
I know.
They just are.
We
lost BC and Eastern Carolina today as well, so we were not going to have the Military Bowl. That's out. We do have one game still going today, and then as of now, Joe, we still have five games tomorrow. So we got to give picks for all those today. Hopefully, they all make it. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Semifinals on Friday. Hopefully, those go off without a hitch. More Full Circle on the Grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. All right, Joe. So we'll figure out, hopefully they'll figure out something to make you happy with the Sun Bowl. Because really, we got problems here. I mean, we're losing games every single day. We lost Virginia and SMU, the Fenway game, which we both love the under in. We lost BC and Eastern Carolina today in the Military Bowl. That is off, so that means only one game today, which is this Nevada-Western Michigan massacre that's going on right now in the Quick Lane Bowl.
Looks good on the screen.
It looks great on the screen. But this is kind of honestly, Joe, I mean, we thought this might happen. Nevada basically, the rats all jumped off the ship. Everybody left. And and they basically sent a skeleton crew up to Detroit to play Western Michigan today. Not a good scene for them so far.
No, am I on the over today, Carver, for today's pick?
Let me tell you. I think you are, Joe, to be quite honest. Let me just double check here for you.
It was 55 and a hook, and I said it was light. Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did say that. Let me just double check. I have the official rankings here. Yes, you have Nevada, Western Michigan over 55.5. Yeah. So
38-10.
And I have Western Michigan minus 6.5. Those were our official picks for the quick claim.
But all we do is we're making people money right here. Right?
We both were unfortunately on the wrong sides on Saturday. How about Georgia State, Joe? I mean, Ball State, they were awful in that game.
Terrible.
Absolutely terrible. Awful. So right now I'm 8-7. And you're 6-9, so I still got the 2-game advantage on you, Joe. This is the week where things are going to happen, because starting tomorrow, Joe, we got 5 games tomorrow. We're going to make picks for those coming up later on here in the show. Then we have three or four games Wednesday, 3 or 4 games Thursday, hopefully God willing, and then Friday a full slate including the semifinals between Alabama and Cincinnati. And Georgia and Michigan, or at least we hope so, Joe.
Don't start, Carver. Don't start with that, Ricky Bobby. Stop it.
I have to at least tell you what's going on, Joe.
Yeah, but
and honestly, I think this is a
sense of negativity. You can't.
Well, because I'm sorry. I mean, it is what it is right now. Now, let me just tell you what's happening here, and I think they're actually doing the right thing. So the media is all up in arms because they were supposed to be able to view the Georgia practice today. That's been canceled. People were supposed to be able to view the Alabama practice today. That's been canceled. Alabama closed their practice. Now both are closed tomorrow. Look, I don't care. If they got to keep the media away from these teams for 5 days, Joe, you don't get anything from the players anyway. Who cares?
Right.
They're not showing you anything in those dopey 15-minute media session practices. And talking to these college players, Joe, especially kids that play for Saban, you're wasting your time. They give you absolutely nothing anyway. So if this is going to make everybody happy and get us closer to actually playing these 2 games on Friday, well, then fine. Stay away from them, all right? That's it, Joe. I don't care. Play the games. That's all that matters to me at this point. Play the games.
I agree with everybody being healthy. Right. First
we want everybody to be healthy, okay?
Carver and I want all the kids, everyone to be healthy. That's a given. Health comes first. All right. After the health, we want the games. All right. Let's get the games. I'm just looking down the board. Carver, can we get? I mean, I'm willing to.
Joe, let's be fair here. Like, when you're looking at these games right now, like, how can you even play any of these games unless it's like an hour before kickoff? Like,
aren't
we getting to that point now, Joe, where it's just like. It's tough sledding right now. It is.
It's tough sledding. You don't know what you're going to get in terms of motivation. You don't know who's happy to be there. I just keep going back to, at the end of the day, you go to school for an education, you play sports. If you're part of a team, you want to compete. That's why you play the game. And this goes back, these kids. We're going to force. No, you want to play. Then don't play. At the end of the day, nobody is saying you need to play football. You could go crew, go play lacrosse, go bowl, go golf. Nobody's saying you have to play the game of football. But if you play the game of football, you're all in. You can't be half in. And if you're a second or a third teamer, you're chomping at the bit to get in there because you never get a chance to play.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with you. And I think that that's where you have to think about the kids on, East Carolina who are all ready to go today, or the kids on SMU, or the kids on Memphis and Hawaii at the end of last week, Joe. Like, I mean, you'd have to, especially the seniors on those teams, they obviously want to play the game. They want to play somebody. They want to play.
I'm looking at the schedule, Carver.
Well,
right?
Look. Yes.
Tomorrow's games that we're playing, not to cut you off, I'm sorry.
No, they're all still on right now.
That 5:45 window is an early kick for Texas Tech and Miss State. That's a 5:45 kick Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, we got
that's
an early
have the big Liberty bell in the middle.
We're on from noon Eastern on tomorrow. I mean, you got Houston-Auburn right out of the gate.
Trust me, I have my five-star diamond play. I'm going to make diamonds out of sand tomorrow with my five-star kill your bookie play of the day. All right? The system plays came down from Pluto down to my desktop. When I put this... My five-star diamond play of the day.
You have had Tuesday at 3:15 p.m. Eastern circled for about 3.5 weeks now.
Yes.
Which is the first responder bowl between Air Force and Louisville. I mean, you have been waiting forever for this game.
I know. Forever. Now, I will say this.
That Texas Tech game, by the way, is a 6:45 p.m. Eastern
game. And I got to be honest with you. Yeah. You know, I've been all in on Texas Tech this year. Right? Yeah. I mean, I am. And now that line is over the key number 10, I might have to make that my four-star play. I'm starting to buy in to the Red Raiders? Sonny Kumba. They're the home team. They might be rocking wow. All black for this game. Black on black with the black helmet and the black pant? Are you kidding me? That could almost be like longest yard type of stuff
hard,
or any given Sunday.
It's hard for me to back Texas Tech in this game. It's very hard for me to back Texas Tech.
I'm just
Mississippi
saying.
State's a lot better than them.
Oh, and we know that. For the and most Leach part, wants to put a beat down.
Yeah, Leach is looking for blood here. I mean, and Mississippi State, I know pretty much every game you can find guys who are out. I mean, Mississippi State hasn't been as hit hard with people jumping off the ship. I just feel like they're going to have a huge performance here in this game.
We might have to jump on the over that. That over might be light.
Where is it at right now? 58.5.
That's light. It's Texas Tech. Both teams are going to chuck it all over the yard in the Liberty Bowl. It's a fast track, Carver.
You like the over, huh? We'll have to get your pick later on.
I like the over in this game. I mean, we're looking good. How is that not a catch? I'm watching this replay. Unbelievable, these refs. I don't know what the heck they're looking at, to be honest with you. It's amazing. The game I'm a little in flux about is this Auburn-Houston game.
Yes. I'm a little in flux about it, too.
Because I got to be honest with you, game. Every time I back Auburn in a bowl game, they're gutless. Outside that victory, 63-14 against Purdue, outside of that win, that was a win I had with Auburn. They're gutless. I mean, Northwestern last year, gutless with Bo Nix. Really gutless.
I just want to see who's officially off the chopping block. When we come back, Joe, who's officially out for Auburn in this game? I want to give you the full rundown. All right, College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back, start looking at these games tomorrow. Got a lot more to do. We keep rolling, Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. Let's start, because we have five games tomorrow. So we want to take our time with them. So we might as well dive in here and see what's going on. Before I do that, let me bring my odds back up. I accidentally closed them. Let me give you the laundry list for Auburn here tomorrow in the Birmingham Bowl against Houston. Obviously, Bo Nix out, transferred to Oregon. T.J. Finley will start in place of Nix. Here's who else we have. We have senior offensive guard Tashaun Manning out. Sophomore running back Tank Bigsby announced that he will be entering the transfer portal. While it's not been confirmed yet, he will miss the team's bowl game. He did not show up to practices. So I think we're kind of a question mark for Bigsby right now, Joe. I don't think we know It sounds like he could show up. Be nice of him if he did. Auburn senior cornerback Roger McCreary opted out, chopped. Junior linebacker Zakobi McLean out, chopped, heading to the draft. Offensive lineman Bredorius Ham out, chopped. Senior offensive lineman Nick Broms and underwent surgery, been ruled out, finished. That's a lot of guys for Auburn, Joe, a lot of key guys.
Also, is now, I know senior safety Smoke Monday, he declared for the draft, right? So he's not
I believe
he's
so. Not playing. I might not have a complete list here, so.
So let me just double check that, because my motto is this. You never go broke betting on Smoke. Well. But if he's not playing in this game, right? Then that's another component to the secondary that Clayton Tune could attack. I know that he thanked all the Auburn Nation for all of his time on the plane. Smoke Monday. Let me just double check here. Let me just see. Smoke Monday says he's going to the NFL.
Okay.
So he's gone.
There you go. He wasn't on my list here.
Now, wait a second. It does say he is playing. Brian Harsin appreciates Smoke Monday's decision to play in the bowl game.
Well, he'd appreciate anybody's decision at this point, considering how many guys already bailed on him. So I guess he should appreciate anybody's decision.
All right, Harrison. This is
all right,
tough.
Here we go, Joe. Auburn -2, total 51.5. The Birmingham Bowl between Houston and Auburn, which is a noon Eastern kickoff tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th of December.
I'm going to take Houston. I don't love it, though. And I think I'm doing it more because we see a lot of these favorites step up and cover now, which is scary because my diamond play of the five-star lock of the year, lock of the century, takes place right after this Auburn game. Listen, I'm not a big backer of Clayton Tune. I know a lot of people like him. He to me, is inconsistent. He beats up on less competition. If Auburn comes to show, they're going to win this ballgame with backups. T.J. Finley's athletic enough. He can single-handedly carry this team to a two-point win. It's Holgerson. It's Harsin.
That's a tough one for Joe.
It is. You know what? Give me the under. I'm not picking a side. I lean to Houston. I don't love it, but if I bet on Houston and Holgerson costs me, I'm not. Give me the under 51 and a hook.
The under 51.5 in the Birmingham Bowl for Joe Lisi after waning back and forth. Didn't want to back Holgerson. Just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. This is tough for me, Joe, as well. But here's another thing that factors into me. I mean, this is like a home game for Auburn. I mean, they're playing in this is like, honestly, they're going to have the majority of the crowd. Finley's not like he's never played before. I feel like he's going to be able to score some points. I'm taking Auburn, Joe. I'm going against, I know this is probably a little public. Everybody's going to back the SEC team in this game coming up here. But I'm doing it, baby. Auburn -2. I'm under a field goal now. Let's rock. I'm taking the SEC, the athletes, even with all these guys out, Joe. You said it before. The backups should be able to compete with Houston. Even though Houston's a very good team, we got the Holgerson factor here as well. I'm taking Auburn -2, Joe. That's where I'm going.
All right. Okay.
I'm feeling strong.
All okay. right. I could see that. I could see that.
So now, the second game of the day on Tuesday the 28th, the ServPro First Responder Bowl. Which this game, make no mistake, has been circled by Joe Lisi for a long time. It is playing down in Dallas, Texas, and it features Air Force and Louisville. 6-6 Louisville, 9-3 Air Force out of the Mountain West. Would you like the rundown that I have for this game? Louisville
sure.
Redshirt freshman Jordan Watkins is entering the transfer portal. He's done. Louisville freshman defensive back Greedy Vance, transfer portal. But was reportedly spotted at the team's bowl game practices. So it sounds like Greedy is going to get involved. Very rare that I see this on this little chart, Joe. Air Force, none. Everybody in for Air Force. Stunning.
All right. I know.
Go ahead, Joe.
Public.
You've been waiting for it, Joe. Fire it up. Let's hear it.
This is my five-star diamond play. Slain your bookie. Play of the year. I love Louisville in this ballgame. And I know their top two wide receivers are out. I get it. But it comes down to if Louisville comes to play, and I think they will, they were 6-6 overall, have a significant advantage at the quarterback position with Malik Cunningham. I think it's a speed advantage. They're going to move the football at will against a slower defense in Air Force. Now, I understand Air Force, Mountain West, 9-3 overall. They played with Nevada. That's the gauge that everybody loves to look at in terms of, you know, how we gauge good teams is it's Nevada. So I'm going to tell you the teams that Louisville played to. You know, they struggled, obviously, week one against Matt Corral and Ole Miss. Went toe-to-toe with Wake Forest, lost that ballgame. Went toe-to-toe with Virginia, another better team in the ACC. Went toe-to-toe with Clemson. Should have won that ballgame, by the way. Beat UCF, a bowl team. They got blown out by Kentucky. That's the one knock. And they went toe-to-toe with NC State, a very physical team. Lost that ballgame. Their front seven is not bad. Over the last five games of the year prior to Kentucky, they held opposing offenses to 103 on the ground per game. I understand it's the triple option, but I don't see Air Force stopping Malik Cunningham. I think this is a carbon copy of the Duke game. I think Malik, as long as he's healthy, and I think he is, I think he rushes for over 200, throws for over 300. I think Louisville tacks a 50 spot on Air Force. This is my diamond lock. Bowl selection of the year, Louisville. I don't care about the sharps, and you know who you are if you're listening to the show. Screw you, Louisville.
Whoa. Giving the screw you to the sharps. Listen to Joe Lisi. A lot of sharps on Air Force. The sharps are going to the window.
The sharps. Oh, well, the Air Force runs, and they run, and they run, and they run. Mountain
Joe, West. I never hear you this confident about a pick. I almost want to piggyback you, and I probably will tomorrow on the side. I will probably go ahead and dive in with Louisville to join you. But for our picks here on the show, I'm going to take the over, Joe, 54.5.
Ooh, I like it.
You feel that Louisville could put 50 up by themselves. So that makes me feel confident because I do think Air Force will score some points in this game, Joe. I do. I think that this is obviously something different that Louisville's got to look at here. Air Force, very good football team this year. 9 wins, nothing to sneeze at. I think this will be a good game where I think that both teams are going to get into the high 20s, Joe. I think this is going to be a game in the fourth quarter, 28-24, somewhere around there. And then somebody, there could be a couple more scores to get it over that 54.5. So yep. I'm going to take the over 54.5, Joe. That's where I'm going with this one.
I like it, Carver. I think it's an over as well. I think Malik Cunningham, the fact that he's come back and that 9 starters on the offense have come back, that's key for Scott Satterfield. He's undefeated in terms of bowl games. That's another factor. Has his teams prepared? And I understand that Louisville struggled with Kentucky. But that was a very physical Kentucky offense and defensive line. SEC, when we talk about some of the better teams in the SEC, Kentucky with Mark Stoops has built it in the interior. This is not Air Force. They're undermanned, and I think Louisville actually has an offensive line advantage with the running game. I think they're not just Cunningham, but I think they're able, no matter who plays running back, to able to open up holes and really dictate the tempo. And if they come, even if they play from behind, that's okay. Louisville has the quarterback and the offense to explode in this matchup. So I'm backing Louisville. It was when I looked at it, I said Louisville is the team that I'm backing, and this is my diamond star play. And listen, if you don't,
this
if
is your play of the bowl season, Joe. Every bowl game, this is the one that you have had circled the most.
Correct. And if I don't win this, the good news is you get basketball season, hockey season, and heck, I'll throw in next year's NFL for free. I'm only kidding. Not everybody knows I give out free information. I don't sell picks. I'm in my fourth day's college football. That I just think it's a significant speed advantage, you know, and we'll see. And that's why I am curious to see how this game does play out, because obviously if Air Force is able to get some yards early and keep Malik on the sidelines, it'll be a game. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're not laying a lot. You're laying 1.5. So, you know, basically they have to win the game.
No, that's it. No, this is obvious. I mean, it's basically a pick'em, Joe. I mean, obviously you got the half sticking in there. You know, it's as close to a pick'em as you can get, 1.5. So, yeah, you're betting Louisville to win the game. And I think that they
And I think it tells you, with how close the number is, that Louisville's probably a better team than Air Force. 6-6, 9-3, all that stuff. They are. So we got Lisi for Lou.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
I'm taking the over 54.5. Right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. When we come back, more games on Tuesday. We got the Liberty Bowl, Holiday Bowl, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. More picks here from both of us on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe, we're going through Tuesday, the 28th games right now. Gave you the first two games. The middle game of the five, 6:45 p.m. Eastern kick. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl down in Memphis between Texas Tech, 6-6, of course, out of the Big 12, Mississippi State, 7-5, out of the SEC. Mississippi State not going to have junior defensive back Martin Emerson. He's out, chopped. Redshirt sophomore offensive lineman Charles Cross going to the draft, chopped. Texas Tech not going to have sophomore wide receiver Eric Izukanma, who announced that he would be opting out of the bowl game as well. So, not really too many impact players. I mean, obviously Emerson and Cross, guys that are going to the draft early, so decent NFL prospects. Not going to be in the game for Mississippi State, but they got Will Rogers at the helm, Joe. Will Rogers, -9.5 for Mississippi State right now. 58.5 is the total for this game.
Yeah, I might do a flip-flop here.
Really?
Yeah, this line was 10.5 earlier in the day. I missed it. Damn it. I'm going to go Texas Tech. I am. Originally I was on Mike Leach. He's been talking about how they own the salary from 2009. But as we inch closer, Texas Tech, the home team, it's the Liberty Bowl. That's going to look fantastic. That stadium for Memphis is really, it's beautiful. And they're going to have the Liberty Bell in the middle. I like that. Mississippi State rocking maybe the white jerseys with the maroon pant. Can I get all black or all red for Texas Tech is the question. I'm taking the Red Raiders. And you know what? I'm going to do this. Give me the Red Raiders and Sonny Cumbie outright plus 270.
Ooh, but is I'm that right? Them.
I think I might jump on the Red Raiders.
Feeling strong.
Here. Yeah, I like them.
You. Yeah, I'm not doing that, Joe. I'm going against you here. I'm taking Mississippi State. I'm laying to 9.5. They're a much better football team than Texas Tech. And you put in the little factor that Leach probably, if he has an opportunity in the second half, to maybe put a couple rub-in ones in, rub-in touchdowns, maybe he's up 14. He says, let's make this 21 or 28. Let's go. And he might push the pedal a little bit. I'm going to lay the 9.5, Joe. I think that this is just a much better football team. Their offense is better. Texas Tech going through the coaching transition, the new coach coming in. Give me Mississippi State, the Bulldogs, Mike Leach, the swashbuckler, Joe. Hopefully they don't get into a brawl after the bowl game like they did last year against Tulsa.
Yeah, well, we know how that, right? He was taking photo ops and the team was brawling.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, you might want to get back onto the field. You
Mike,
got
we got a problem out here, Mike.
Bro.
Let's go. Mike.
He is
plenty of tickets available too, Joe, for the Liberty Bowl tomorrow.
Think we can go? Could we go?
I mean, there is plenty of seats available.
That's disheartening. You know, that's disheartening because that's I mean, Memphis is where that's where Elvis is, right? Graceland.
That's got much to do with Miss.
I got some
Texas
blue suede
Tech.
Shoes. Right?
All right, put on your
blue suede shoes and you carry
our
the
next
blade.
Game. Right, our next go game is another one that me and you have had circled for a long time, and that is the a tradition like no other, the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, which this year, Joe, will be played at Petco Park, home of the Padres. This game is actually also, I know most of these games are always on ESPN, this is actually a Fox game Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, Joe. So 8 p.m. Eastern, UCLA and NC State. Really not much to talk about in terms of people not playing. NC State actually has a none. UCLA's missing one guy in their secondary. That's it. 8-4 UCLA, 9-3 NC State. This line is now -2 for the Wolfpack, Joe, with a total of 59.5. I think this game has a chance to be one of the good ones this week.
You think the Holiday Bowl hasn't lived up to expectations, right? Remember they used to have those wild finishes?
Well,
I can't remember since the Holiday Bowl lived up to expectations. It's been either a blowout. I think USC and Wisconsin, when Whiskey beat USC that year, that was like the last Holiday Bowl that was entertaining. I like UCLA, but why is this line just sitting there? I'm going to go the over. I think we're going to have a wild finish in the Holiday. I'm going to say that the Holiday Bowl rebounds in a big way. The fact that they're playing where the Padres play, it's outdoors, right?
Yeah.
I like that. It's a baseball park. I'm going to say over 59.5.
Over 59.5 between NC State and UCLA. You're right. Well, traditionally, Joe, this game for years was Big 12 against Pac-12. For a long time, that was the matchup in this game. Some classic ones over the years. No question about that. They usually have a pretty good ranked team in this game as well throughout the years. But the last few years, you're right, haven't been great games. Iowa beat USC 49-24. Northwestern beat Utah 31-20. Michigan State beat Washington State 42-17. Hasn't been a lot of great games. You referenced Wisconsin, USC 23-21.
That was the last one, right?
No, that was 2015.
No, I mean the last one in terms of close.
Yeah, well, Minnesota, Washington State was 17-12 in 2016.
Yes, and I had Minnesota. That was when Tracy Clays was coach.
Yeah.
They were playing Mike Leach, and they were on, like, their third-string quarterback, and I had Minnesota. That was an ugly game, but I watched it. I watched every play of that game. 12-7, it was like a low-scoring game, and Tracy Clays had that Minnesota team ready to go, baby.
Just, so you're taking the over. Tickets. You're taking the over.
Yep.
Correct? UCLA and NC State. And it's 58.5 or 59.5 right now?
59 and a hook.
59 and a hook.
Let me see. That Penn State BYU game in 1989 was fantastic, too. Bucky Richardson with Texas A&M, where they put up a 65 spot in 1990. That was a blowout special.
Here's where I'm going, Joe. I got a couple of reasons for it. Most of them probably won't come to fruition, but it is what it is. I'm taking UCLA plus the 2. I think that they are going to win this game outright. I think that this is going to be a stamp on what has been a very successful, trending upward year for Chip Kelly at UCLA. Getting to 8-4, slowly moving up the ladder in the Pac-12. I think this is a really nice spot for him against a very good ACC team to come in and get a big bowl win under his resume with the Bruins. Also, Joe, games in Southern California at San Diego. It's not hard to figure it out. UCLA, the kids at campus can drive there, Joe. I mean, they could all show up tomorrow, get some hotels down there in San Diego and hang out for the night and have some fun. NC State, it's about 4,000 miles away. I don't expect a large NC State contingent in San Diego for this game on Tuesday night. And that usually does factor into me a little bit in these games. I know that NC State's been hanging out there for days. I don't worry about it in terms of the players, East Coast, West Coast, but in terms of the amount of fans that they're going to have at the bowl game,
I think it makes a difference. And I think UCLA will have a big crowd. I think they'll be energized. I think that Chip knows this could cement a big year for him. Give me UCLA, Joe, outright to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. I mean, he was on the hot seat coming in, under 500 in terms of his 3 years in for the UCLA Bruins, gets them back to a bowl game, has a solid quarterback in DTR. They've ran the football more consistently. The front seven's been well. And on the flip side, you have an NC State team that is basically very experienced. Devin Leary at the helm. Remember, Devin Leary did not play in the bowl game last year against Kentucky. It was Bailey Hockman. So obviously he's had a successful season, got that come-from-behind victory against North Carolina, sets the school's single-season passing record, beats up on Phillip Rivers. I mean, that's good. That's good. This team is legit. They can run the football. And Bam Knight. So they have some playmakers as well. So this is going to be, if they can get this victory, UCLA, this is another notch in their belt, something to look forward to for 2022. This is what you need if you're Chip Kelly to gain some momentum in the Pac-12 for next season. So look for him to develop that talent. That's why I lean to the over as well. So expecting both quarterbacks to step up in this matchup.
There you go. UCLA, NC State, Holiday Bowl, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And the last game of five on Tuesday, Joe, 10:15 p.m. Eastern. And this is in Phoenix.
I love it.
At Chase Field, which is where the Diamondbacks play.
Yes.
So you get two games tomorrow night that are in baseball stadiums. Petco
I love that.
For the Holiday and Chase Field, where the Diamondbacks play for West Virginia and Minnesota in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Right now, the Gophers -5. Total is 45. West Virginia going to miss some pieces on offense. Senior running back Letty Brown out, going to the NFL draft, chopped. Isaiah Esdale, senior wide receiver, out, finished. He's not playing. And here's an interesting note for this game, Joe. Minnesota is going to be without offensive coordinator Mike Sanford Jr. He was fired by the school after the season. Minnesota has hired West Virginia offensive analyst Kirk Siarocca to replace Sanford as offensive coordinator. He's not obviously allowed to be on the sidelines calling plays for this game, but it says here, could offer up some inside knowledge on West Virginia's miserable offensive scheme. How do you hire somebody off of West Virginia's offensive staff? I mean, do they watch the games this year? I mean, Minnesota, who's also as offensively challenged as it gets, Joe, hiring a guy off of staff for a team that also has a problem scoring points. Unbelievable. But West Virginia and Minnesota, Joe, a late-night game. We love these. This is like the bailout blowout on a Tuesday, a little 10:15 p.m. kickoff. We're going to like this tomorrow night, Joe. Let's go.
I love West Virginia. Love West Virginia in this ball.
Do you?
I do. Both teams mirror each other. Solid front sevens. Neil Brown did get the bowl victory over Army last year, 24-21. Had his team prepared in a COVID environment. PJ Fleck is a very good coach in terms of on the road. Listen, I think it's going to be very hard for Minnesota to move the football, vice versa. But you know what? I like Neil Brown. I like West Virginia's athleticism. I think they win this ball game outright. I think the 5 points don't come into play. I'm not sold on the passing game with Tanner Morgan. They're a one-dimensional offense. And I still think the backups and the playmakers for West Virginia have more athleticism than the Big Ten team. So give me the Mountaineers plus the 5 in this matchup for the sake of the show. But I'm also playing them on the money line.
I'm going against you, Joe. I'm taking my boy PJ Fleck. We're rowing the boat, baby. Chop. Chop. We're going to go here. I think West Virginia's awful. I think that they're an awful football team. I'm stunned that they went 6-6 this year, to be quite honest with you. I can't believe that they beat Iowa State. They're not a good team. They're missing some pieces on offense. They can't. Now, this game, I'll tell you, under is probably a really nice play in this game, Joe. I know it's a low total with 45. You got two teams that can't score to begin with playing in a baseball stadium, which is always very tricky. Not a normal college football environment. Under's probably good, but I'm going to lay to 5 with Minnesota. You know what, Joe? Forget that. I'm going to play Minnesota tomorrow night, but for our pick here, I'm taking the under 45, Joe. Under 45. West Virginia and Minnesota, they can't make this number low enough. We're going under, Joe. Let's go, baby.
Love it, Carver. All right. Love it.
College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. SiriusXM Channel 159. We'll come back, recap all the picks for Tuesday's games right here, Sports Grid Radio, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. So the recap for the picks for Tuesday the 28th, five bowl games. I'm going with Auburn minus -2, the over in Air Force Louisville, 54.5, Mississippi State minus -9.5, UCLA plus +2, and the under 45. In Minnesota and West Virginia. Lisi, under Auburn Houston, 51.5. Louisville, the five diamond lock of the year, minus -1.5. Texas Tech, plus +9.5. Over in UCLA and NC State, 59.5. And the Mountaineers of West Virginia, plus +5. This is from Dennis Dodd, Joe, of course, covers college football for CBS. His tweet, it's now Central Michigan or bust for Wazoo in the Sun Bowl per sources. Waiting for Boise State to board the plane for Tucson. If they do not, Central Michigan is interested in filling in. Wednesday would be the drop-dead date for Wazoo. The game can't be pushed back a day or two because the Washington State players have already booked flights home.
There you go.
Oh, man, I tell you. You know what? Boise, lay up. Just lay up and go home. That's it. You know, you didn't show up this season anyway. So by and large, let Pimpleton.
Well, what game would you rather see, Joe? Would you rather see the Tucson game between Boise and Central Michigan, or do you want the Sun Bowl?
No,
you'll take the Sun Bowl.
The Sun Bowl.
I mean, you'll take UMass and UConn in the Sun Bowl if you could get it right now.
Yeah, I would take Akron. And wow. Washington State.
Hey, why don't we get Terry over there? We get ULM against Akron, and Terry can take out some old
the logistics. Kids are out of school. He's trying to. Plus, they have four wins. I mean,
Wow.
At the end of the day, trust me. If I could have made that happen, I would have. I would have been on the horn. I'm on the bat phone right now, Carver.
Joe, I will talk to you tomorrow. We'll pick all the games for Wednesday, and I'm sure we'll have more news. Hopefully, we don't lose any bowls between now and tomorrow. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. Great job by Andrew Torres. As always, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. We'll see you tomorrow.
You got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff. This is Sports Grid Radio on SiriusXM.